welcome. You are listening to What on Earth is Happening. This show will discuss the topics of human consciousness, mind control, natural law, the occult, and all issues that affect the freedom of the people of Earth. What on Earth is Happening will endeavor to shine light upon the darkness of our world and to offer empowering solutions to the problems we face as humanity approaches its critical moment of choice. And now, here is your host, Mark Passio.
Welcome, one and all. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening right here on RBN. I'm your host, Mark Passio. My website, whatonearthishappening.com, the network's website, republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Saturday, April 18th, 2015. This show is live every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 9 p.m. to midnight Central Time. Ladies and gentlemen, it is officially history. The Free Your Mind 3 conference went down last weekend in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, just outside of Philadelphia, and man, was it one for the history books. I'm telling you, this was the greatest event that I have ever attended in my life. Tonight on the show, we're going to do a full recap of Free Your Mind 3 with the main organizers of the Free Your Mind 3 conference, Bob Tuscan, who's going to be coming on the show with me in just a few moments. I also want to take calls from, in the first hour, I want to take calls from anyone who attended the Free Your Mind 3 conference. During the first hour only, calls from people who attended Free Your Mind 3 only. Only these of the Free Your Mind 3 conference, please call in the toll-free number to join us in the first hour with Bob Tuscan, Free Your Mind 3 organizer. The toll-free number to join us, 800-313-9443. Once again, toll-free, 800-313-9443. Bob's going to be coming with us in just a few moments. I have a couple of very quick event announcements. They're not event announcements, just a couple of quick announcements. I do have some What on Earth is Happening promotional T-shirts left from the Free Your Mind 3 conference, but I'll tell you what, I don't have many of them. They really went. People really loved the new design, and people were just so generous and supportive. I went there with two boxes full of shirts and left with like less than, I think, about seven or eight shirts. So I'll already have to be reprinting this design. It was very popular. People seemed to like it a lot. And again, they were just very generous and supportive. So they really went fast at the conference. The new design was debuted at Free Your Mind 3. It's now available to the public. The design has been posted to whatonearthishappening.com. So if you're interested in receiving a What on Earth is Happening promotional T-shirt as a gift in return for a voluntary donation, you can click on the promotional T-shirt link on the left-hand side of the whatonearthishappening.com website, and there you can take a look at the new design. There's also a donation button on the left-hand side of whatonearthishappening.com. If you feel that you have received value from the information that I have shared and presented here on the What on Earth is Happening radio show and website, feel free to make a voluntary donation to help support my work so that I can continue it into the future. There is an ongoing donation drive for Republic Broadcasting. If you want to help keep Republic Broadcasting going, again, it's listener supported. A station like this, a lot of costs associated with hosting a online network like this. Feel free to make a donation to help support RBN. You can call toll-free to pledge a donation, 800-724-2719. Once again, toll-free, 800-724-2719. You can click the PayPal link on the donation tab at republicbroadcasting.org. So just go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donation tab, and then click on the PayPal link, and you can make a donation via PayPal. Or if you want to send in a check via snail mail, you can send it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Once again, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. All right, with no further ado, let's go to our special guest for today, the main organizer, along with John Vibes, of the Free Your Mind 3 conference, Bob Tuscan. Bob, welcome to What on Earth is Happening.
Boy, you're lucky I didn't put you in cuffs in the Free Your Mind conference.
He's That'll, starting already.
You got a little out of hand there a few times, Mark. Well, we'll have to get the cult to take care of you next time.
That's right.
I did get a nice grope down on my way back from the conference.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, man, I did. I look forward to the gropes the beautiful hands at the TSA administer. And I've posted that video on my YouTube channel, of course, so if anybody wants a good laugh and to see my belly sticking out, I guess I've gained a few freer mind pounds. And next conference, it's be free your belly from the amount of weight that I've gained over the past few years. What happened was, my wife gained all this pregnancy weight, Mark, and I felt bad for her. So I tried to, you know, make her feel better. And then she lost all the weight after the baby was born, and I didn't. So what can you do?
But it evens it out, right?
It does. It does. It's,
it's all about balance.
And feminine. Exactly right. So I had a blast. I don't know about you, but I had a good time. And I think the information was equally as compelling as the energy there, as the vibe from getting to talk with people, getting to meet face-to-face with like minds. We can't underestimate just how powerful that is by itself. The idea that we have 500 people in a room together that get what's really going on this planet, to various degrees perhaps, but nonetheless, all have a common bond of being folks that are fans of good over evil. And to me, that is, in a sense, the underlying theme of it all, is that we are there to expose evil and promote good and promote love and so on and so forth. And one of the things that I noticed right away, Mark, was that anybody that I spoke to from the hotel staff and everyone else in the area that was affected by the attendees of Free Your Mind 3, I got rave reviews about these people. I was just curious, you know, how they were receiving us. I wanted to know how the various hotels in the area and the staff and the bar staff and the people, even the people cleaning the bathrooms, I wanted to know how they received this iconoclastic group that we have.
Right.
And I got to tell you, we've converted quite a few people just by our very presence. People were looking it up. They were genuinely interested. We weren't ostracized. We weren't marginalized and told we were crazy. We weren't treated poorly. And, of course, we didn't treat people poorly. They got that vibe of love, and they got the idea. And there was one little caveat here. There was an episode, I believe, on Saturday night where the order followers, the cult members, were called to the hotel that the conference was held at the Sheraton in Bucks County.
I was not aware of this.
Well, I'm going to share this with you, Mark, because my heart dropped when I heard this. I said, really? They said, yes, there was a domestic dispute at the bar, and the cops were called. And instantly I started to say to myself, no, this can't be. We're really? I was starting to say to myself, well, none of us are perfect. Just because we're here doesn't mean we can't have disputes, blah, 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 blah. And I started to ask around, do you know if it was our group for sure? Can you confirm that? Finally, I get wind of who it was. And, well, lo and behold, it was not our group. It was actually some other small group that was happened to be staying at the hotel. That was a part of a fencing club, go figure. So I just said to myself at that point, you know, this event is not going to attract that sort of energy. And I'm even surprised that sort of energy could breathe at the conference with all of us around. And, you know, days after, in correspondence with everyone, I was just hearing again and again just how cool everyone was and how gracious the people were.
They were genuine human beings, Bob. I mean, it's like what the Earth could actually become. It's what the people of Earth could actually become if they allow knowledge to transform them. And these people were of a whole different order of consciousness from the people that, you know, are just around us on a day-to-day basis in our lives on, you know, on the street where we live. And it was just amazing being around that level of consciousness for three whole days. It was like riding high, you know, without any substance whatsoever needed, you know, no substance needed, but you were on a total high the whole time.
I couldn't agree more, and I was just completely consumed, and I needed a vacation from the vacation, but it was a good drain of my energy, perhaps. And I think you hit the nail on the head with what you just said. These were human beings.
That's right.
These weren't people that have been dehumanized. These aren't people that have been made out to be primitive beast. These were human beings that operated as such and shared their consciousness as such. They weren't belittled and brought to that beast, that Leviathan, that the powers that shouldn't be have been trying to convince us humanity is comprised of. No, folks, this was human nature at its finest. Not human behavior, but human nature. And I talk a lot about that in my talk that I gave in looking at scarcity and its effect on our behaviors and our true nature, which is out of love and out of a spiritual abundance and so on and so forth. And I believe that this consciousness being in such abundance, this vast, open-minded yet critical-mindedness that was found at the conference, and I don't mean to sound like a cheerleader here. We're not trying to sell you. Obviously, the conference is done. But at the end of the day, it was something to be experienced. You're going to want to be there. I know everybody who missed it is disappointed. They're going to watch the talks at freeyourmindconference.com. But ultimately, it does not do justice to the actual physical of being there.
Yeah, the experience of being there could not possibly be replaced by an internet experience, by just watching it, watching the speakers online. You'll get the information that was shared for sure,
right?
And that's of ultimate importance, of course. That's why the conference is hosted to begin with. But being there in person and being around people of that level of consciousness all in one place cannot be replaced without any question in my mind. One of the things that I really found, you know, exciting and enjoyable about this particular year's conference for me personally was since the responsibilities of organizing the conference were handed on to yourself and
thanks
John
a lot.
Yeah. And the other main organizers of the event, I played an ancillary role in the organization of this conference at the very best. This kind of freed me up to really interact with the people who attended. And it's something I had been wanting to do the past two events, and just because of all of the responsibilities I had in the organizational role, I was not able to do that to the extent that I was this year in past conferences. So that's the part of the conference I enjoyed the most, even beyond the information sharing, which of course is critical. I really enjoyed the dynamic interaction with the people who attended, and they just really gave me some hope about the possibilities of what we can create here by just being around them and talking with them, getting into the interactions that I participated in with them. It makes one realize that there are people who are awakened, and they are out there and they are doing the great work. And you know, all is not lost yet as long as people like this are still in the world.
I think you're right. I think we forget sometimes that we can come together and stand up against the evildoers and so on and so forth. And we are completely reminded of that and humbled of that realization, if you will, that we're, you know, we are powerful and we are able to stand up in the face of tyranny and say enough is enough, and that there are other people out there willing to do so and hold your hand side by side, if you will.
Absolutely. And that word that you just said there, that is a word I repeated again and again at the conference. It was a humbling experience for me. So many people came up to me and conveyed, you know, that they thought that the work that I've been putting out over the past several years has had a profound impact in their lives. And they came up to me with such an entire attitude of gratitude, you know, their thankfulness,
sure,
was overwhelming, and the outpouring of support and generosity was, in fact, very humbling, for sure.
The interesting thing about that is that I was thinking to myself, Mark, we talk often about what one person can do, and then we see that one person can do a lot. And for instance, we don't even know what sort of butterfly effect takes place after our actions. For instance, I had no idea that hooking up some crazy dude from Philly who had this local presentation he was giving would turn into a freaking rock star named Mark Passio with What on Earth is Happening. I had no idea giving you a radio show was even a good idea. I thought at first you were kind of crazy and probably full of it. And I wore my tinfoil hat religiously for the first 15 shows that we produced for you. No, of course I'm joking. But nonetheless, I've been overshadowed now, and now one of my claims to fame is the guy who gave Mark Passio a freaking radio show to begin with. Go figure. You know, so it's humbling to me, back to that word, because it's awesome to see the unintended consequences of how one thing leads to another, and right, there is, with every action, a reaction, and so on and so forth. And I struggled with this, Mark, and I know you do as well, because part of me was wanting to put my ego in check. So when you have hundreds of people come up to you, and you're one of these people that does not like the idea of celebrity or ego, right, or however you want to frame it, it makes you wonder sometimes, you know, you start to feel a little uncomfortable, you know, after the first 10 people come up to you and say, thank you, man, I appreciate you, Mark, I appreciate you, Bob. I start to say to myself, geez, am I just stroking my own ego here? What am I doing this for? And after a while, I started to realize that, again, it's more than the ego, dude. It's something that is an unintended consequence that there is gratitude given. But I have the same sort of gratitude to everybody else that I've learned from.
Exactly.
And that's nothing that is something that gets to our head in a negative way. It only inspires us and makes us stronger to continue our trip down the rabbit hole, so to speak. And that's, to me, the bottom line. And again, very, very humbling and very, very rewarding at the same time.
Without a doubt. Bob, let's talk a little bit about some of the speakers and their information. Speakers really made an impact for you?
I got to tell
you. Let's pull that. There's the break.
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll get to
that. This is going to be good, Mark, because when we get back, I wanted to share with the listeners, dude, some of the speakers that I had no idea would be as freaking profound as they were.
Great. We'll get to that on the other side of this break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to What on Earth is Happening. My special guest this evening, Bob Tuscan, Free Your Mind 3 organizer. We'll be right back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.
Who's there? Is that Trey?
Get your first issue ships immediately.
Trey. Why don't you say hi to me, Trey?
Order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach,
author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening here on RBN. I'm your host, Mark Passio. My website, whatonearthishappening.com. Tonight on the show, we're talking to Free Your Mind 3 main organizer, Bob Tuscan. And the toll-free number to join us, if you attended the Free Your Mind 3 conference, we want to hear from attendees of Free Your Mind 3. We'll put you on the air with the main organizer, Bob Tuscan, and get your reactions to the conference and get your suggestions for future events. The toll-free number to join us, 800-313-9443. Bob, before the break caught us in the first segment, we were getting ready to talk about some of the speakers and the information that they shared. Who were some of the speakers that had the biggest impact on you at this year's conference?
My talk, of course, was the number one talk at the conference. Naturally, sure. So, like you, Mark, I didn't get a chance to listen to as many talks as I would have liked to. I was in organizer mode, and as you know, that's quite consuming, and I'm running here and there and everywhere. But I got to tell you, the few moments of some of the talks that I got a chance to listen to, and all of them were compelling in their own right, but the few moments of some of the talks that I'm about to mention really, really stood out and struck me as, geez, this is compelling, groundbreaking material that's being shared here. This is original material. You know, anybody can repeat some of the stuff we've learned over the years about this and that. You know, there's researchers who kind of gather information and put together puzzle pieces on some level. And then there's researchers that come at you and you're like, how the hell did they think of this? How the hell did they connect these dots in such a compelling way? And I got to tell you, Ross Benn was one of these said individuals who brought forth original research that I had never heard before that was so freaking compelling that you're going to have to see it. I mean, his look at Philadelphia and the idea behind what Philadelphia really is and Benjamin Franklin and just the dots that this man connected were insane. And it really brought into focus, Mark, the synchronistic reasoning why this conference was at Philadelphia or is being held at Philadelphia.
Yeah,
did you get a chance to hear some of that?
I unfortunately did not catch Ross's presentation this year as I did last year or 2 years ago with Free Your Mind 2. When I right. thought his phenomenal, his presentation was phenomenal at Free Your Mind 2. Unfortunately, I was not able to see his presentation live this year, but I heard incredible things about it. I heard people raving about it after he came off the stage.
I mean, absolutely brilliant research, and again, all original. He broke down some things, very detailed things, that you won't find in reading a book about this sort of stuff, or in reading an article or watching a documentary online.
Because it's definitely deeply occulted information, because he gets into geomancy and earth energies and energy lines that run on the surface of the earth and how they converge at certain points on the earth and how these dark occultists use this energy grid system to kind of, you know, send dark energies throughout the planet. And, you know, this has been a fulcrum point of his work, and I think it's groundbreaking. And a lot of people are really catching on to this and beginning to understand it. And he puts it out there in a deeply focused way, as you said.
Sure does. The other compelling talk on so many levels was Janice Barcelo's very, very disturbing talk.
Now, I did get to see a good portion of that one, and I agree that's very powerful and important information for people to understand.
Yeah, and very difficult to sit there and listen to, unfortunately.
About birth trauma and what happens to children in hospitals when they're
right.
born.
And then some of the imagery behind her talk was very graphic. And,
sure.
You know, people were in tears, and it was just very hard to handle, but very important to expose.
That's right.
To try to continue to, you know, rejuvenate ourselves and heal ourselves. Rehabilitate is the word I was looking for there as I tripped all over my words. The other cool thing I want to shout out to was the open mic deal. We had probably 50 people, I want to say, participate in the open mic. We had guys talking about anything from one of the guys did something on radio frequencies and cell phones and the dangers of that. Another person did something on drinking distilled water versus other types of waters.
Right.
One person came up and talked about urine therapy.
Right.
You know, peeing in a cup and having a nice drink, and so on and so forth. So it was really cool and very eclectic to hear all of the people doing the open mic talks, and I'm not doing it justice, so you're going to have to go to freeyourmindconference.com, which in the near future will have all of the lectures available for you to watch at your own time. In your mom's basement with your tinfoil hat, freeyourmindconference.com will have that all. Mark, let's get some calls in a minute. What do you say?
Sure, absolutely. Let's go to the phones. Let's hear from Nathan in Arkansas. Nathan, you're live on What on Earth is Happening with our special guest, Bob Tuscan. Welcome to the show.
Mark, I was leading you into the break, man.
I completely missed it. I'm unfortunately not hearing it in my headphones, so I'm way off.
By the clock, brother.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Pure money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely.
Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case, and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money, has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Thank you.
say this for the first time on air, is that I announced what is going to be a new campaign that I'm launching as part of What on Earth is Happening. It's going to be called the Quit Your Cult campaign. And I don't know exactly what this is going to entail. I'm still formulating ideas. Probably going to have a subsection on the website regarding this, but this was a big part of my talk, which was called The Cult of Ultimate Evil, Order Followers, and the Destruction of the Sacred Feminine, which I delivered at Free Your Mind 3. I kind of announced in that presentation that I am going to be forming this campaign called Quit Your Cult, which will be directed toward helping order followers to get out of the cult that they are in. Mainly meaning military and police, but basically anybody that is a supporter of government and involved in the government in any role whatsoever. It's going to basically be like, you know, steps to take at a grassroots level to help people to understand that what they're involved in is coercion and violence, and it constitutes a cult, and it has all the same trappings and all the same techniques that cults use throughout time. And that's what my presentation was basically about, how order followers do constitute a cult. And it emphasized the necessity, the, you know, moral obligation that people who are awake have to help these people to come out of that mindset and quit their cult. So that's going to be coming up over the next several months here on What on Earth is Happening. I'll be formulating this campaign called the Quit Your Cult campaign. So just wanted to mention that formally on the show and tell people to watch out for that in the coming months.
Watch out for that, boy. You better watch out for that. Mark, I'm already thinking in my crazy mind here of ways in which I can participate in Quit Your Cult outreach. And I have some ideas here. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. I'll run them by you off the air.
We absolutely should talk about that then, Bob.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Absolutely. Because I, you know, I'm the type of guy who likes to go out there and confront people. I'll just say that much and hint at that, movement. But, let's just put it this way. I have some ideas of doing some outreach, you know, getting some outreach going on.
That's what this entire campaign is going to be all about. That sounds great. So let's take a couple more calls. Let's hear from Rahul in Washington. Rahul, you're live on What on Earth is Happening. Welcome.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Bob. Good to talk to you.
Yo, Rahul. It was good to see you at the conference, dude.
Yeah, it was awesome. I just want to have a couple things I just want to say about the conference. The people there that I met were absolutely the most intelligent, kindest, most loving, most generous people, and every single one of these people is dedicated to truth and goodness and ending evil on this planet. And it was just one of the most amazing experiences I had meeting all these people. And my only regret is that I wasn't able to personally talk to everyone. There's so many people there, and it's only 3 days. But, you know, the people that I was able to talk to, they just blew me away.
I totally agree. I couldn't have said it better. I completely concur.
When I was talking to the people, when I was first meeting someone at the conference, like a complete stranger, and I was talking to them for the first time, it really wasn't like a first-time meeting. It was almost like it was like a reunion between old friends who hadn't seen each other in a long time. It was like that level of just care and respect towards one another, because these are the people who, you know, are trying to stop what's happening on this planet. And I mean, it's like, it was like meeting your spiritual family, really. That's the best way I can put it. These are my brothers and sisters, and it was just one of the best experiences of my entire life.
I mean, that's a great testimonial to the energy that this conference brings about. And that's what it's all about. It's about bringing people of that kind of a mindset together with each other so that they can share their ideas and network amongst each other and, you know, build upon the work that they've all done and share their ideas. And I think on that level, it was beyond a phenomenal success, and I could not have possibly hoped for anything better.
Thanks, Raul.
Yes, thank you.
Raul, thank you so much for the call. Let's hear from Gary in Pittsburgh. Gary, you're live on What on Earth is Happening with our special guest, Bob Tuscan. Welcome.
Hey, I just wanted to share how great the conference was, and I like what Raul had to say. You know, it wasn't like being around a bunch of strangers. It was like we had this bond in common, this same like-mindedness, or whatever you want to call it. Everyone I talked to was so kind and courteous, and I happened to mistakenly leave some ounces of silver on the table where I had all my DVDs, and I was gone for like an hour and a half and came back, and every one of them were still there.
Yeah, I bet.
How many people?
Gary, let me interrupt you for a second here. Gary's been calling my show for probably years now, and Mark's show as well. And I got to tell you, he's always been a pretty cool dude calling the show, and I've been reading his emails. But when I got to meet Gary this past conference in person, and he came up to me and said, "Hey, I'm Gary from Pittsburgh. Calls your show. You know me?" And I said, "Yeah, dude." It sealed the deal for me. These people that we see as numbers on a piece of paper or numbers on a computer or just names on a computer screen, these are real people. And Gary is a genuinely real dude. And I love you, Gary. It was great to see you, man.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. I just wanted to say I've learned so much from you guys. I've been listening to you both since you were on Oracle. And I know the story about you two guys, how you brought Mark on to Oracle and then on to RBN. And I just feel so honored to be in this circle with you guys and all these people that have awakened to some truth. And, I just got off the phone with Janice. I got one of your shirts on, Mark, and everybody was commenting. I'm up at the New Moon meeting. We're coming back home right now. Where we asked you to speak if you can find the time this year.
Sure.
But anyway, I was just blown away by like I was sharing with you and Steve the other night, Bob, about the people that came from all over the world by themselves.
Yep. Yep.
Like Renee from Switzerland. I don't know if you got to talk to her.
Yes.
It's like, I was like, "You came here by yourself." She says, "Yeah, my husband thinks I'm crazy." So he was glad to get rid of me. And I wanted to be around some like-minded people. But it was, Mark, I was explaining to him. I felt like I was witnessing. You remember that movie, The Close Encounters of the Third Kind, where all these people were held to converge on that mountain? That's what it seemed like,
And, without a doubt.
Like, it wasn't like people had a lot of money to get there either. They scraped together like, the dude with the guitar, and they got it together and they showed up. And I definitely think we're going to need a bigger venue next time. Tell you what, I'm going to bring a busload if I can. Because the people that I brought up, and I have a pretty big network of people, they're sharing with others now how great it was, And none of them were sorry they came up, and they were just blown away by the whole thing. And I got to interview Springmeyer and Janice. I just got off the phone with Janice a couple hours ago, and she was so overwhelmed with the joy and the love she felt there. And she sold over 60 books, and she was, everybody needs to read that book. I'm buying a case of them off her this week and trying to help her out. But, you just want to support everybody that spoke there and everybody, because I know you guys don't get paid. And, I do what I can. I have my own activism. I spend a lot of my own money. And, it's just so rewarding to touch some people and wake them up, because, waking people up has become an art form. You really have to be careful how much information you bring. And, these people are all sick. They're spiritually sick. And like you say, Mark, they're mentally ill. A lot of them are mentally ill. When they see the truth, they don't want to see it. And I'm really interested in getting involved in that project you got on, going on with quitting your cult, not following orders.
That's right.
I'm going to put you on DVD and try to pass them around to these police stations and give them a little taste.
Sure. I mean, that'll be a big, one of the methods that we'll employ. It'll be a whole, like I said, it'll be a grassroots groundswell effort. That's what the whole Quit Your Cult campaign is going to be about. Like I said, I'll probably have a subsection within the website that'll just have, you know, just little things that people can do on a day-to-day basis to try to reach out and infiltrate this cult. That's what I talked about is needed on our part. We need to infiltrate this cult of order followers. We need to go around them in their everyday lives. Of course, you know, I mean, you could try to confront them while they're on duty, quote unquote, but that's going to be very difficult to reach them when they're in that mindset. We have to talk to these people when they're off duty. We have to talk to them in their personal lives, in the lives of people who we know who are involved. You know, everybody probably knows somebody who's involved in a governmental position or in a position in the military or the police in some capacity, or have friends or family members that are involved. We need to deal with them in our personal lives on a one-to-one basis, and that's going to be a huge part of this campaign that I'll be launching.
Right. I think it's a worthy cause. And before I go, if you're serious about helping recovering addicts, I'd be glad to help you in any way I can.
Without a doubt, Gary, we need to talk personally off air as well very soon, and there are definitely lots of projects I would like to work on with you in that regard, and I would like to come up and speak at that gathering that you told me about. So we should talk off air and set up these projects as well.
Okay, Mark, you got my card. I had a nice talk with Barb, man. She's a super woman. You're very blessed there. You're very
absolutely
blessed in your corner.
Gary, thank you,
Bob,
sir.
Take care.
Yeah.
I'll be calling next week.
All right, dude. Take care, man.
All right. Jeez, thanks so much for the call. Oh, yeah.
I'm anxious to hear what every single one of these calls have to say.
All right, let's move on and hear from Bill in Idaho. Bill, you're live on What on Earth is Happening with our special guest, Bob Tuscan.
Bless you all, and thanks so very much for your efforts for the Republic.
Bill, you were at the conference?
Well, in spirit, of course. I apologize.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, how did I miss Bill from Idaho, who's another caller who's been calling in for years now?
Well, I just would offer blessings and thanks.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about how wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away, and I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Any section of that book could take years of study, but I just wanted to say the whole weekend was just synchronistic in so many ways. The people there were so open and accepting. I had events happen outside of the conference that were more profound than what I learned in the conference.
Sure.
If that makes sense. I actually ran into two old friends, one who was a really good friend that I haven't seen in probably 10 years, and both are military, and, you know, the
financial